Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me in studio is Rabbi Ricky Seif. He's the General Director at the South African Jewish Board of Education. We wanted to get an update on the transition from King David Victory Park to the new model, which is in effect as of January next year. Rabbi Ricky Seif, welcome. And first of all, Mazel Tov on the award for King David Victory Park last night to the Jewish Achievers.
Morning, Howard. Great to be here again. Thank you for having us. It was a wonderful evening, I must say, and I really do want to express thanks to the Jewish Report for recognizing the campus and what it's done for South African, global, Johannesburg Jewry. It really was a very meaningful evening, and I think Victory Park deserved it. So,
yeah,
so very
incredible.
Glad to have been there.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Let's talk about the process, because when was it? When did you? How
it's
many
almost
months?
3 months.
Wow!
It was the 6th of August. We made the announcement.
Oh, is that when it was?
Yeah,
okay, there you go.
Months.
So obviously, you go into a process having planned out everything that you possibly can and think of, but as life happens, some things go better than you expected. Some things are more of a challenge. Give us an overview in terms of how it is going in terms of the process and the expectation.
So you're 100% right. I think when the decision was made, until the time the announcement was made, it was all very short timelines.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what we needed to play out, but you really have no idea of how things are going to be received, how things are going to play out, and with all the best plans in the world, you never know how they're going to land. But I must say, sitting now 3 months later, and I'm really so encouraged by the community, so proud of our people, proud of this community, really. You know, it's a difficult thing. It was a difficult pill to swallow
100%.
For many. And yet, you know, we sit here 3 months later, and we're sitting on about almost 89% of retention of the students going through to King David Linksfield.
That's amazing. I mean, that's a real number.
It's a real number. Over 400.
And that
kids.
Must have been, in terms of concerns, that must have been quite high up there.
That was the number one concern.
Yeah.
You know, I think the board and myself clearly understood that, you know, if we didn't retain Jewish students, it would always be looked back as a failure, because what were we doing? You know, if we couldn't retain the students.
Mm.
And we sit here today, and it's clear that the community, by and large, in very large numbers, has supported keeping your kids in Jewish education, which for us is why we're what we're about, and it just says a lot about our community. So we're very encouraged. Tremendous student retention, and the retention of staff was the second priority.
Mm-hmm.
Victory Park and its culture, the heart of the place is the people, and we really were very, very intent on keeping as many staff as we could. We had a lot of vacancies in the systems, and if we retained as many students as we have, we need the staff. So even there, you know, we've retained, I think there've been about 20 retrenchments, and some voluntary, out of 130 staff members. So we've retained almost 110 staff members across all of our campuses. It's really a huge success story, I must say. I couldn't have been happier. And it's a testament to our people and the hard effort that they've put in to make this work.
When we spoke a few months ago, obviously, rightfully so, the focus was a lot on King David Victory Park. We focused less at that stage about the impact that it would have on Linksfield, both positive and potential challenges. How has that played out, and have you noted any challenges that you hadn't anticipated there?
So I think the Linksfield parents and families and staff have actually been unbelievable. You're 100% right. We focused on Victory Park because of the...
Which it was appropriate.
Appropriate, yeah, and that was the, you know, they were going through that very difficult period. But and there have been some challenges. One of the challenges which we didn't anticipate would be as challenging as it has been is the infrastructure, the building on the Linksfield campus to get it ready for next year.
Right.
It's been quite disruptive, particularly in the foundation phase at King David Linksfield. So there have been challenges that you know, we didn't anticipate would be as difficult as they have been. But despite that, I must say, you know, we had an amazing event, Howard, on the 20th of October. We had our staff integration days. So we brought all this new staff. We had three different events, one at Linksfield Primary, Linksfield High School, and King David Sandton, where all the new staff were coming and meeting the departments. And we had this anxiety, I suppose, about the event. Would it go well? Would the staff integrate?
Yeah.
And it was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, like we just saw there that really the DNA of the organization is the same. We all want the same thing. We're all passionate about Jewish education. There's so much more that we have in common than divides us. And it was really an inspirational day. And I must say, from there, it's just been, it's really been taking off. So hugely encouraged at the moment.
You know, I always look at, in the culture of an organization, what the unwritten ground rules are. And I'm just wondering, it puts you on the spot because, I mean, it's something to really think about. But it really would be interesting to think about what the unwritten ground rules are that made that work, because something made it work. And is it that around here we put the education of our kids above everything? I don't know what they are, but it would be interesting to note what they are, because that is, in a way, the secret sauce that pulls King David together.
So we actually brought through change management consultants to run those days for us, and the one guy did an exercise. Shout out to Leon Boyd Swartz. He did an exercise whereby people right in the beginning had to say why they're here. And he grouped them together, and there was just so much,
camaraderie.
That they were so aligned. Aligned. All the pillars and the reason why the people work in the organization were so aligned. They're there to make a difference to kids. They're there because they're passionate about community. They're there because they love the Jewish culture of the place. And so that's what just made us so encouraged, that really the DNA is the same. The people are there for the same reason. So albeit we're moving to different campuses and there are slight differences, ultimately there's so much in common. So they were brilliant days, and really just, I think, are going to set us up for tremendous success next year.
The move of Ariel is something that, in general, I'm hearing really positive things about, because it becomes more accessible. Are you seeing an increase in numbers, applications for Ariel?
So it was one of the plans, and we did anticipate that the numbers would grow, but not to the extent that they have. We have now waiting lists.
Oh, wow.
We're opening three new classes already next year. So from the time we made the announcement to, you know, where we sit today, we're going to be opening three new classes in Ariel. So it really is, it's booming, and I think fantastic for remedial education, being closer to the area, closer to the shtetl. I think a lot of people will come. So Ariel's really, really looking fantastic at the moment.
Just remind me, Ariel goes from which age to which age?
Grade 1 to grade 7, so just a primary school.
So it's a primary school, and it certainly does make it more accessible. After we spoke, there was some form of a pushback from parents or a group of parents at King David Victory Park. How's that gone?
I must say it was difficult. It was difficult for them. It was difficult for the organization. We anticipated that there would be a level of fallout or people would be upset. It was very difficult for everybody involved and for those parents. Aurelia, you know, there's zero faribbles or resentment. I completely understand where those parents were at. It really has died down. There's still a bit of hurt and some people are still upset, but ultimately parents have really started to embrace it and realize the inevitability of it and are moving their kids across. You know, it's important to say we have lost some kids to the system. Some are going to other schools, competitor schools. Some are choosing those for ethos reasons, some are choosing it for educational reasons, some are choosing different schools for logistical reasons because it's too difficult for them to keep their kids at King David Linksfield. But I must say, like, you know, even those parents who are leaving, they need to know and they need to hear from me that despite what's happened, King David will always have its doors open. We would love to have those kids back in the system. They're part of the family, part of the mishpocha, and whatever happens in the future, if it works for them in their new schools, we're only too happy. If it doesn't work, our doors are open and we'd love to have them back. But in general, I would think, you know, just to answer your question, by and large, most parents have come along for the ride. They've really have embraced this. And we're seeing a whole different approach now. The resentment and the anger that we saw in August has really fizzled out.
Settled.
Thank God.
Okay, yeah. That is a great thing. We're going to go to ads. If you have questions, send them to us, 061-895-1019. And we'll be back with you just after this.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
In studio with me is Rabbi Ricky Seif. He's the General Director of the South African Jewish Board of Education, talking to us about King David Victory Park and the transition to join the other King Davids. The matrix, obviously, that was always a very specific focus because maybe of subjects, because of the specific anxiety that we've managed to create in South Africa around matric. Tell us how you navigated that.
So that was, again, one of our primary concerns in how to bring the matrics across, the grade 11s going into matric next year. They've always been a priority of ours from day one. And even there, you know, just the resilience of these kids shine through. I really found throughout this process something quite amazing in that the adults have been more anxious and more resistant than the kids. The kids went through a hard time, but they've just embraced it. They've been so resilient. So we ran an integration day for the two grades, the grade 11s at Lingsfield and Victory Park together, a full integration day, which was just lighthearted and fun and team building, which was fantastic. We've also brought the two student leadership groups together. We had an event on the 19th of October, a planning day for them. And you've just seen these two groups of kids come together. And one of the reasons, you know, Howard, like people asked us about the timing and why now, and there were multiple reasons. But the one reason that stood out for me personally was I know these grade 11s at both schools. And the grade 11s at Victory Park, it's a big, strong year. And if there was ever going to be a year that was going to set the tone for this and show everybody that we can do this, it was going to be this group of kids. And it's really played out. It couldn't have played out better. These kids are incredible. They're going to lead the way. They're going to show these two schools how to come together. They're going to lead from the front. So that's been absolutely phenomenal. And we've had integration days really for a number of the grades, different types of events for the grade 9s coming to the Lingsfield campus to see it. We're planning a grade 10 integration day still to come, probably just after exams or there and thereabouts. So we're really seeing the kids come together and actually quite a lot of excitement. One plus, I suppose, the sports departments from the two schools worked together. So kids from Victory Park were able to come for preseason training at the Lingsfield campus to integrate and to get to know each other. We've had emotional support groups running at the campuses. We've had psychologists come in. So we've really thrown everything at it. But these kids are incredible. And a big shout out also.
I think we have to have faith in them, actually.
We do. They're going to lead the way. They're going to show us, and they're incredible. And a big shout out to the kids. There are a lot of children who may have moved between the schools, you know, before the announcement was made. So there's some kids who may have left Lingsfield to come to Victory Park who are now moving back. And even those children just really are leading from the front. They're resilient. They're incredible. And it gives you a lot of hope for the future when we've got such unbelievable young people in our system.
Taking a look at some of the messages. Anonymous says, I want to acknowledge the exceptional leadership of Rabbi Seif, Mrs. Gruz, Ms. Schrager. During this transitional time, the board have gone through to exceptional lengths in engaging and communicating to parents throughout this process. I'm excited for the future of King David. Hi, we're going to be talking about that in just one moment. Maureen says, good morning. Was there a reason that you couldn't make the school smaller by selling some of the ground? What is happening to the ground?
So we're in the process now of trying to sell the property. That is the plan. We've had a lot of interest from some big school groups. So we're actually quite optimistic about the future of the sale, but we're not there yet.
There's a question about Habonim. It's not the subject of this conversation. I will pass that message on to Rabbi Seif after the show. But let's just talk about, I mean, in terms of closure, in terms of this chapter ending before another one begins, what's in the planning?
So there's a lot going on. You know, simultaneously, we have to start thinking about the future and building the Lingsfield and the Sandton campuses to get ready for the move. And we've got some unbelievable projects, which I can elaborate on. And on the other hand, trying to think about how to close Victory Park with dignity, doing it in the right way, packing up and closing a campus just logistically. That's got 60 years worth of memorabilia, of honors boards, of all of those things is very complicated. So we're trying to do those both simultaneously. In terms of the Lingsfield campus, there's a fortune going on there. We've had to increase the parking capacity. We're bringing Ariel onto the campus. We're going to have many more teachers. So we're in the process of creating 90 new parking bays.
It's amazing things you don't even think of.
One of the biggest things, Howard, people's minds is traffic in the morning. Traffic and parking. So that's, we still have to solve
the
traffic
problem.
I've
seen amazing organizations, businesses fall apart over parking. It's just the most amazing thing.
It's incredible. So that's very much on our agenda. So we're creating 90 new parking bays. We are building King David Ariel. We're building a small bespoke black box theater for performances. We're going to be upgrading the pool. We're going to be building a new foundation phase building starting next year. At King David Center, and they're going to be getting upgrades to the music room and the art room and getting an outdoor multi-purpose court. There's incredible things happening, and we really are investing to make sure that the King David schools are the best Jewish schools in the world. That's our goal, and it's underway.
Because with change like this comes an amazing opportunity to zoom out a little bit and say, you know, what can we do better? How do we make this exactly, as you say, what it needs to be?
And that's the vision. And from an ethos perspective as well, you know, I think it's not just about buildings. Of course, that is, we want to make sure that we're giving our parents and our students the best they can get. So we are focusing at the moment on facilities, but the future is focusing on education, focusing on AR, focusing on student wellness. That's where the money is going to be spent in the future, and doubling down on our Jewish ethos. You know, in the end of the day, when push comes to shove, what makes us special is the Jewish heart of the schools, the neshama of the schools, and we're going to be doubling down on Jewish ethos moving forward as well. So the future is looking really bright. It's been a painful and difficult journey at times, but really the future of the schools is looking fantastic.
So if there's one message that you want the parent body, because I don't even want to separate it anymore between the various schools, if there's a message to the King David parent body, if there's one thing that you would love them to just hear, what is it?
There's a lot I'd love them to
know. No, but don't. You see, you give the hand and this is what happens.
So the truth is, I think I just want them to hear that we are thinking about this day and night, and we are putting absolutely everything into it. Is it going to be perfect from day one? Probably not. People are going to have to be patient that it's a massive transition for the organization, for our community, for the kids, for the teachers, for the parents, for all of us. It's a transition, so it's going to take time. But the future is so bright. We're going to build a magnificent school for all Jewish children in this community that really is world-class. And just trust the process, trust the board, trust the leaders of our schools, our principals. They are outstanding, and we've got you. We're going to hold you through the
and
process.
And have faith in your children.
Oh, there they you go. That's
stronger
actually the message.
And they are stronger, more resilient. And
when you're having a bad day, just look at your kid.
Exactly.
Because they're going to carry us all, 100%.
I think it is certainly an incredible journey. Doesn't mean it's an easy one. But I think you certainly are putting everything into it to make it as, not only as less painful than possible, but really just making, turning it around and doing whatever you can for the future of a King David. That's Rabbi Ricky Seif. If you want to continue to send messages, please do so.